Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every Wednesday morning when we talk to Dr. Eileen Marty, we mentioned that she advises the World Health Organization and governments around the world, and she's in the Canary Islands today, and I hesitate to ask, Dr. Marty, what disease are you following there? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. The Canary Islands is part of Spain, and Spain and the Canary Islands are facing a huge rise in monkeypox. And so monkeypox is one of the main reasons that I'm here. But of course, they are also experiencing a rise in SARS-CoV-2, which we are as well. So we're seeing another uptick in the pandemic. In Europe and North America.
I want to get to that in a minute. A headline in Chicago today, though, is monkeypox spreads across the city with 105 residents infected as vaccines roll out. So it's probably going to get worse before it gets better, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because in part because we don't really have enough vaccines for everyone. And what's being done right now is we're trying to target the population in which we're seeing the greatest amount of monkeypox, which, as you know, is the LGBT plus community. So we're definitely trying to make sure that they have access to vaccine as well as healthcare workers.
COVID-19 levels are high in 1/5 of counties in the United States, they say now, and we've been hearing about these Omicron subvariants, how contagious. But we've got boosters coming and new vaccines on the way. Is that going to curb this epidemic or pandemic or whatever we're calling it now?
Well, it's still a pandemic, and it's still a public health emergency of international concern. Just last Friday, the emergency group got together at WHO and said, looking at the numbers and looking at what's going on around the world, it's absolutely still a public health emergency of international concern, although everyone's acting as if it's all done, but it's really not. And it's actually very distressing because as it continues to circulate, we have that same problem that we've talked about so many times, and that is more opportunities for the virus to adapt and become more aggressive, which is what we keep seeing. So you have this BA.5, for example, which is now about 65% across the United States, the dominant one, and it is a lot more contagious than anything we've seen before. The only thing close is its twin, BA.4. And then we're now seeing in multiple countries, it started in the Indian subcontinent, the BA.2.75, which is supposed to be, and we only have about 250 sequences of it right now, so we're still trying to understand this new one. But from what we see, it looks to be about 18 times worse than the BA.5. So it's just frustrating, Bob.
And looking through the emails and texts that come in with questions for you, Dr. Marty, this one you kind of answered, but it's a good one. If COVID is left to spread as it is with living with COVID approaches, are we at risk for more serious mutations and more long COVID cases?
So yes and yes. And the data is crystal clear that the more times that we see individuals getting infected, the increased risk that they have for long COVID. And that includes people who get mild initial presentations, in part because when our body's immune system encounters SARS-CoV-2, it does what it does to try and get rid of it. And one of the things it does is produce new clones of B cells. And some of those clones have a possibility of behaving badly. And, you know, and some of the big problems that we're seeing with long COVID is the production of these basically autoimmune type reactions against our own what we call endothelial cells, which are the cells that line our blood vessels, including the blood vessels of our brain. And so we're seeing real changes. If you look, if you do MRIs and CT scans of individuals, and you'll there's damage happening, and these long term consequences are something I don't think any of us want.
Go ahead, Dr. Marty.
No, it's just that, you know, we're worsening chance for Parkinson's and worsening our chances for having Alzheimer's sooner in our lives. And I guess if you're 15, 20, 30 years old, you go, ah, that's just so far away. But, you know, all of this, it's kind of like sun damage, right? The more sun damage you have, the worse it is over time. And you pay for it later.
Yeah, we wish we had heeded the warnings long ago. This question shows up a lot on our text line, and I've been wondering about this myself. If you've had both COVID shots and both boosters, total of four shots, can you also get the new vaccine when it's available?
Yes, absolutely. If you've had four total, you're going to be absolutely. And remember, it's a new formulation now targeted towards BA.5. And hopefully the tweaks will be enough to cover this new BA.2.75, although that hasn't been specifically stated. And this is the big problem, is that we're all acting, or so many of us are acting, as if the pandemic is done. The virus is not done. It keeps changing. And, you know, and science tries to catch up. And it's really a challenge.
Dr. Eileen Marty in the Canary Islands today, dealing with monkeypox. This is some job you have. I'm glad somebody's doing it.
Thanks, Bob.
Safe travels. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.